WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the stereotyped view of jazz history is that the music was born in New Orleans, sailed upriver to Chicago in 1917, and had moved to New York by 1930. And he says some critics still think of jazz pretty much that way, that all the best players gravitate to one place, where the action is. But even in the 1920s, jazz bands were springing up all over the country. A new album by a group called the Dreamland Syncopators recreates some of the music played by these outpost bands. Kevin says the record is an enjoyable history lesson.
In classical music circles, you hear a lot of talk about authentic performance practices. Playing old pieces in the exact style in which they were first performed, the way they would have sounded to the composer. In jazz, authentic performance is an old concept. It's what the whole Dixieland revival of the 1940s was about. Of course, a lot of Dixieland stunk, giving revivalism a bad name, but the best modern revivalists hear and play early jazz better than those Dixielanders, even if the mainstream jazz press ignores them. That's Mary Lou Williams' composition, Mesa Stomp, first recorded by Andy Kirk's band in Kansas City in 1929. But this version was made in London in 1986 by the Dreamland Syncopators. That's a 10-piece band co-led by the British pianist Keith Nichols and the German clarinetist and saxophonist Klaus Jacoby. It's from an album called Territory Jazz on the Stomp Off label. The term territory jazz refers to early big bands based in Los Angeles, Kansas City, San Antonio, Richmond, anywhere except New York or Chicago. Nichols and Jacoby have transcribed and re-recorded late 1920s performances by a dozen territory bands, playing the arrangements straight but improvising solos in the period style. Their recreations can be amazingly faithful. The Syncopators make you forget themselves so you can concentrate on that old music. Before we hear their remake of Ozark Mountain Blues, listen to a bit of the 1929 original by the Missourians, the band that later became Cab Calloway's orchestra. Now here's the 1986 remake. There are some subtle differences between the two versions. The new one is a tiny bit faster and smoother, and a tuba has been added to the introduction. But the banjoist's part is accurate right down to the moments where he switches from strumming to finger picking. The best composition the Syncopators play is Charlie Lawrence's Charlie's Idea, first recorded by Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders in Hollywood in 1929. Thank you. Charlie's Idea, the ragtime and march echoes and the contrasting instrumental breaks recall the music of Jelly Roll Morton, who'd spent several years in Los Angeles between 1917 and 1923. But by 1929, when Charlie's Idea was recorded in L.A., Morton's influence on Californians probably came from the records he was then cutting in the Midwest. Ever since the first Jazz 78 came out in 1917, the music's been disseminated more through recordings than live performances. So in a sense, the whole notion of territory jazz is misleading. It implies a cultural isolation that didn't quite exist. But by playing splendid old music from the territories, this Anglo-German band reminds us again that good jazz often comes from out-of-the-way places.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Territory Jazz, a new album from the Dreamland Syncopators, on the Stomp Off label. This is Fresh Air.